Just a glance at the last 10 people you saw tells you a lot about our different tastes in clothing. For some of us, the taste is no clothing at all. So it is for the members of the American Association for Nude Recreation. Association members spent this week at a national convention based at a nudist resort in Springfield called Willamettons. So here's our chance to find out more about association, gathering, and the attractions of spending lots of time with no clothing. Our guests are Beverly Price, the president of the American Association for Nude Recreation. Beverly, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And Dan Wicker is with us as well. He's the executive director of AANR. Dan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bev, let's start with you. Is AANR for people who enjoy nude recreation or people who run businesses catering to nude recreation like Willamettons?
Both. It's a mixture of the two. Interestingly enough, one of our mottos is, if you can't stand the heat, get out of your clothes. So we welcome anyone who wants to come up to the Willamettons for this event and share our dress code.
Well, okay, so let's just jump right to an issue that comes later on, potentially, which is skin issues. I mean, you can get a sunburn in lots of places if you're running around without clothes on.
Well, we certainly recommend a good sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want anything to get burned, and we also are practical. If you feel that you're sunburning, put on a cover-up, a T-shirt, a hat. We recommend hats, a hat with a brim so that you don't burn the tops of your ears. We're practical.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Beverly, what does nude recreation mean in the context of what the association is called?
Well, it means different things to different people. It depends on the person themselves. For some people, it just means what we call a nakation, which is a naked vacation. For some people, it means living that way, day in and day out. Those who live at the Willamettons, especially in the summertime and especially when it's warm enough, won't wear anything from one week to the next. So it varies, definitely.
Okay. So I want to use the right terminology here. So, Dan, do you call yourselves nudists or nude recreationists or both or neither?
Nudists, you'll also hear the word naturist tossed about. The term naturist is more of a European word. In the United States, people typically will say nudist, but they're used interchangeably.
Okay. And what was the original attraction for each of you, Dan? How long have you been a nudist or a nude recreationist?
Oh, I kind of consider myself starting out in life as a nudist. I blame it on my mom because when I was about 2 years old, the doctors used to tell moms back in those days, if your baby has a real bad diaper rash, take the diaper off and lay them out in the sun for a little while, and it'll help heal it up. So she got me started in it way back when. In between that time and adulthood, I've just kind of on and off at home, always felt comfortable with my body. That led me to, in later years, exploring the more social aspects of nude recreation. And once I found that, it was just an incredible sense of freedom for me that led me to do it more and more, and it's just been enjoyable ever since.
Hanging around the house in the buff is one thing, but doing it around other people is quite another, I would think. I mean, did that take some getting used to, Dan?
It's a big step for most people, but once you actually try it, and that's what we usually tell people, is until you actually try it, I can give you all kinds of explanations and things like that, but you got to actually just go for it in order to really understand. And then most people will have that big aha moment where they say, wow, okay, I get this. And they, when they realize that everyone else around them is also nude, it ceases to be an issue. And then you just start having fun and start doing what you normally do. And you realize no one really cares because we're all the same way.
And Beverly Price, what was your experience? Was it diapers as well or some other entree
into
nudism?
Well, of course, as with all nudists, we were born that way. However, my first social nudist experience was with my two children, one of whom I was still nursing, in 1965 in the mountains in Colorado. And it's exactly as Dan describes it. You're nervous at first. You can't imagine going nude in front of other people. And you look around and you go, wow. And I have never looked back. I raised my two children as nudists. I have two grandchildren, one of whom I'm taken to nudist clubs all over the Southwest. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and it's just a very comfortable experience.
Did the feeling of feeling odd, did that dispel in minutes or hours, or how long did that take, Beth?
Minutes for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous at first because we had gone up to the club in the evening, and it was cool. Everybody had a shirt or a wrap of some kind on, And in the morning when I got up, they still had them on, and I thought, are these people kidding me? Did they really invite me to a nudist club, or am I going to be made the fool? And by the time breakfast was over and we were out on the pool deck and everyone was nude, I went, wow, this is really great. And I could pick up my 6-month-old by the scruff of his neck and nurse him at will. Nobody said anything. There was no law against breastfeeding for me at that club. And it was just a very nice feeling of freedom.
Beverly Price is the president of the American Association for Nude Recreation. Dan Wicker is the executive director. AANR is holding, or has held, its national convention this week at Willamettans in Springfield. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions about lifestyle or gathering or association or more. 800-838-3760 to join us by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So does the desire to shed clothes and just to hang out with other people in similar circumstances generally come at a certain point in life, do you find, Dan?
Not necessarily. We see ages that run the gamut from, like I say, diapers on up to people that are seniors, and certainly it attracts people for different reasons at different stages of life, for sure. But when you go to a nudist resort, you see people of all age groups there. Some people come to it early in life, some people much later in life. It just depends. It really depends.
So, Dan, what goes on when nude recreationists gather?
Oh, pretty much whatever people consider to be recreation. Your typical nudist resort, it depends on the facilities that they offer, but you have a lot of camping, you have hiking, you have swimming pools, you have hot tubs, you have places where people can hang out and dance. You've got all kinds of different sporting activities. You've got people just want to lay out in the sun. It's pretty much anything that you want to do recreationally that the facility has for you. People also go out and do things in other areas as well besides the facilities. There's certain beaches that have areas set aside for nude recreation, boating, hiking. You know, there's just a lot of different things.
I get a sense of there being islands, though, islands of nudity here and there. Does it feel that way for you folks, that you have to be careful about picking and choosing the places where you are nude and hanging out?
Yes. ANR's mission is that we promote nude recreation and nudity in what we say appropriate areas, areas set aside for this purpose. So that is our belief. We try to maintain facilities that are safe for people to come to and enjoy. And we're extremely sensitive to the beliefs and ideas of others who may not be there yet.
Is ANR the shortcut you guys have for your own name?
Yes.
Okay, just want to be clear on that. Beverly, I notice a bit of a cheeky, if you'll pardon the expression, attitude, at least at Willamettans. I mean, the cafe is called the Rest Your Rump, and the bar is called the Full Moon Saloon.
Absolutely.
Is that pretty common in among ANR members?
We have a lot of fun with making fun of our lifestyle. My club is called Arizona Wildflowers, and there are times when we say we bloom in the face of adversity. We're a bunch of blooming idiots, crazy things. And everybody who is a nudist, I believe, with few exceptions, has a great sense of humor.
I was going to say you need to have a bit of a sense of humor to be in this lifestyle, it sounds like.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. I think it helps.
All right. Bev, how big, you mentioned your own resort, Arizona Wildflowers, how big a set of nude resorts are there out there?
Interestingly enough, mine is not a resort.
Oh.
Mine is what is called a non-landed club. We are simply a group of people who goes looking for opportunities to be nude.
Okay, so there's no particular space that you occupy. You just look for.
No,
okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people ask if they could bring an RV in, but they can't get it in my post office box.
Makes sense. So membership in ANR, or at least participation in nude resorts, landed or not, I mean, open to whom? I mean, who is available to eligible to come in?
Dan, I'm going to let you take that question.
Okay. Anybody. Nude recreation is open to anybody, and it's very easy to start. You just take your clothes off. As far as membership, there's different levels of membership in ANR. Most of the time, people will join an actual club, and they'll get an ANR membership through their club membership as well. They find a place that's local that they really like and that they'll spend a lot of time in, and then they'll get a membership there. ANR membership has youth memberships, young adult memberships. People would just have to go to the website and see what makes sense for them. We have singles as well as couples memberships. And membership is important because it allows ANR to do what we do in support of the clubs and facilities, and to continue educating society about nudism and nude recreation and what it's all about, and also advocating.
All right, ANR is the American Association for Nude Recreation. Dan Wicker is the executive director. Beverly Price, the president. We are talking about nudists and nudism here on the Jefferson Exchange and nude recreation. The ANR is the association that is meeting this week in Springfield at Willamette Resort. You can join us here on the Exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Bev, you mentioned raising your kids as nudists. Are kids present at some of these resorts?
Oh, yes. We've got a lot of kids around here.
Okay.
Kids that have come in from other places, kids that who have grandparents here on the grounds who have brought them in. And I would guess that we have probably 20 kids at least on the grounds.
In a time in history when there's a particular sensitivity to sexual assault issues, is there any concern, are there any legal issues for that matter with having people who are not related, adults, be naked in front of other people's kids?
Just as parents are entitled to take their children to any church they wish, or tabernacle or temple, they are also entitled to take their children to a nude resort. If it is the parents' desire, that is what the kids do. And they learn very quickly. There were a couple of little boys out with their mom yesterday, and one of them, they're three, and one of them looked up, they're twins, one of them looked up and said, "Mom, can we go bare butt?" And she said, "Sure you can." And they immediately stripped out of their shorts and their shirts, and off they went. So it's very, and it's also very safe. There is not one person here at the Willamettans seeing anything untoward toward a child who wouldn't step in to defend that child.
We have an email here from Debbie and Talent who wants to know, do nudists have to bathe or shower more than people who stay covered?
No. I think they bathe more. I think they have a tendency to do so because you have nothing on. You just step into the nearest shower, shower down, jump in the pool. I think probably the opportunity is there for nudists to shower more, but I don't think that they necessarily think in those terms.
Here's an interesting one too, Jeff. One of the questions that I hear sometimes is, gosh, you know, what about body odor and people not having clothes on? What you actually find is that when you're nude, your body is breathing a lot more. You do have a tendency to jump into a shower to cool down or hop into the pool, and you're finding a lot less of that because you don't have clothing that is blocking areas of your body that where bacteria would go to cause body odor. So interestingly enough, a lot of people ask that question. I just wanted to throw that out there, too.
Okay. I know. Go ahead. Beverly, you about to say something?
No, thank you.
Sure. I noticed there was something on ANR's website about, you know, if we get a medal, how do we pin it on, that sort of thing. But which raises a more basic question, which is if you need to carry money to pay for stuff at the various places you're going, what do you do? Do you have to carry a pocketbook around, everybody?
Not at the Willamettans. At the Willamettans, you wear a wristband with a number. I won't tell you mine because I don't want you charging to my account. But all I have to do, no matter where I go, whether it's a vendor or at the Rest-Your-Rump, or at the Bon Marché, or any place on the grounds, all I have to do is give them my number, sign the little tab, and when I'm ready to go back home, I pay the bill. They have a credit card number, and we're done. However, there's also the possibility that someone comes on the grounds who isn't participating in the convention. And sometimes we have caps that have little pockets in them, towels that have little pockets in them, and we do sit on towels, by the way. That's a requirement for nudists. You have to sit on your own towel. My daughter carries a little shoulder bag that she calls a blivet. It isn't really that full yet.
Uh-huh. I missed that, the name of that store, the Bon Marché.
Bon Marché, yes.
All right, cleverness rises to the top again.
Absolutely.
So, Dan Wicker, you mentioned being sensitive to how people feel about the lifestyle, but, I mean, ANR, I imagine, there is a mention on your website about pushing for legislation. What kinds of rights do you work to secure for nudists?
We're constantly vigilant, watching all the way down to the local level on legislation that might be passed that would have an adverse effect against people being able to enjoy nude recreation. So we've got people across the nation watching out for those types of things. And when a local bill comes up that may have an effect on us, then we gather at the grassroots level and do things to educate the legislators so that they know what we're really all about and how that bill might affect us. Sometimes a very well-meaning bill that's geared toward, say, adult entertainment might have an adverse effect on a local nudist establishment. And it's well-meaning, and it's probably a good law as far as the adult establishments go, but it's so broad that it would affect the facilities, the nudist facilities that are there. So it gives us an opportunity to go in and say, there's something that you're not considering, and we would still like to be able to do this as well. And most often, we get a lot of those bills turned around and reworded and such.
So people are trying to make laws that involve exotic dancing, for example, but they end up affecting nudists potentially too.
Exactly.
So do you have any issue with legislators not wanting to take your phone calls or something, afraid of being called, you know, for consorting with no nudists or something like that?
I am a lobbyist in Arizona for AANR, ANR, and I have never had a legislator in either party, in either house, say anything about the fact that I was a nudist. They knew that that's what I was coming there for, but they didn't deny me the right to a hearing. And if they did, I would certainly claim, First Amendment rights. I have the right to at least talk to you, to try to let you know what's going on, and denying me the right to speech would be an infringement of my constitutional rights.
We're talking about nudism with Beverly Price and Dan Wicker from the American Association for Nude Recreation, ANR, 800-838-3760, if you want to join us by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Bev, is there, though, a stigma? Are there some people who just think you guys are kooky or think you're gathering for a swingers convention or something?
We have people who feel both. Nudism isn't for everyone. I have had people tell me, you know, that they much prefer wearing clothing. I don't understand it, but okay. And when they have said that to me, I say, then I prefer that you wear clothing, because it is indeed a freedom that we all enjoy to dress the way we please. We choose to dress with nothing except perhaps shoes. I'm costumed today because this is Mexican Day here at the Willamettans, and I have on a equivalent, I guess, to the female sombrero and a chili necklace with, and I mean, not cold, but chili in the sense
right,
of something you would eat.
Yeah.
And so we have our fun dressing up at times, but some people just simply don't want to take their clothes off, and I think they have the right to do that, just as we have the right to do what we do.
Okay. Call here from Michael in Wonder, Oregon. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Bev Price and Dan Wicker.
Good morning. This is a very refreshing subject. I just wanted to make a comment that, in my opinion, levity has more of an effect on nudism than gravity.
Levity greater than gravity?
Yeah.
All right. There does seem to be
a
sense of humor.
I like that. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Michael.
I like that.
Appreciate
That's
that.
Good, Michael.
So I have to ask, though, in an age of cameras in everybody's hands, I mean, are new issues cropping up for nudists?
There are some. At the facilities that we have, the various nudist resorts and clubs, there are strict photo rules against taking photos. We get photo releases when we're going to use things for ANR. Also, you have to have the permission of the person when you're taking pictures, and especially today in the Internet age, we're extremely careful about the things that we allow, what we put out. The most recent thing, of course, is drones and drones flying overhead, and ANR has been watching that very carefully to see what legislation would be created regarding drones, because obviously we have an issue if someone's outside of a gate or a wall and they're flying drones over to take pictures and then slap them on the Internet. We certainly don't want that, because nudists value their privacy.
Beverly, you mentioned raising your kids as nudists. Are they grown now?
Yes, they are.
Have they chosen to stay with the lifestyle?
One has, one hasn't, but the one who hasn't has allowed me to take my grandson with me all kinds of places. So they're both very flexible about it.
Does anybody keep track of the dollar value of nude recreation in the United States? I mean, how much money is spent by nudists in doing the things they like to do over the course of a year?
There hasn't been massive studies, but there are some local studies in specific states that are being approached right now. Specifically, Florida is looking into that. There's a county, Pasco County in Florida, which is in the Tampa area, is a huge mecca for nudists, and they have a lot of economic impact there. We do know from doing past studies how many people tend to at least try skinny dipping or some kind of social nude recreation in groups, and the last number that I think I saw from several years ago was over 55 million people have said that they have skinny dipped in mixed companies. So it's something that people have been more and more willing to try as the years go on. And once they realize the health benefits of that and also the body acceptance issues, the non-sexual issues of it, it makes a lot more sense to folks. So we're seeing it grow.
Are there facilities in all 50 states?
No, there aren't. We have a few states. I might mention North Dakota. We don't have very many people up there running around nude at this time. Maybe this time of year, but not usually. There are states that have laws against the mere mention of nudism and nudist clubs.
Really?
Yes.
And where are those states generally clustered, or are they all over the place?
No, there are a few of them. Mm-hmm. The only one I can think of at the moment that is that strict is Arkansas.
Arkansas, okay. Arkansas and North Dakota, two places where nudists evidently are not around in abundance anyway, at least not in any place where they gather together.
True.
They do gather together with the American Association for Nude Recreation, or ANR. Beverly Price is the president of that organization, Dan Wicker, the executive director. They've been gathering this week at Willamettans in Springfield. I want to thank you both for giving us some insight into the lifestyle. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Right. Yes, thank you very much, Jeff.
All right, take care.